Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Congratulations to the Brooklyn Nets. You managed to go about 4.5 months without someone requesting a trade from your team. This is like death taxes and players on the Nets don't want to play for the Nets anymore. Welcome to the show. So glad to have you. We have plenty of football to get into, but Perloff and I just couldn't stop laughing about this Kyrie Irving trade request that just came in. If you're just hearing about it now, apparently Kyrie and the Nets were trying to figure out a contract extension, which that is laughable too. The team wanted stipulations around it. You could understand why. Kyrie balked at that, and now he wants a trade or else he's going to leave in free agency. Like, that's a big threat. Perloff, I don't know about you, but if I can't get anything for Kyrie Irving, if I'm the Nets, then I just call his bluff. And I just tell him, no, we're not trading you. What's he going to do then?
Well, okay. Can I ask, so what do you think you could get for
him? I mean,
if you could get something good, then that changes your calculus. But if you're getting nothing in return, keep him.
If you can get something good, then it would be smart to trade him.
Right.
He's going to walk at the end of the year. Listen, with all of the stuff that's happened between Kyrie and the Nets and just this Nets franchise over the last year and a half, like, they were headed for a split, I thought, no matter what. So, yeah, if you can get something good, if you can get draft picks and get a player, then I would say try. But if you can't, then I'm just going to tell him, just like I told Kevin Durant, we couldn't find a trade for you. See you Monday.
I don't even know why they offered him an extension, because he's been nothing but trouble there. Listen, I'm a Sixers fan, so I want the Nets to be weakened.
Yes.
I don't know if they're a huge threat in the East.
They're fourth in the East right now.
Yeah,
they've played well-ish, like, I know they just got
blown out by the Celtics the other night. They beat bad teams. They don't play well against good teams. I scouted the Cavs last night. They're legit. So yeah. I just think the East has a bunch of good teams. I can't get out of my mind that the Celtics swept them in the first round. So they don't feel like a real championship threat, but Vegas always lists them at the top. I think there's a fascination with Kyrie. He's unbelievably talented. I don't want him. If I'm the Nets, I don't want him. I don't want him anywhere near my team. Honestly, Maggie, what's the scenario where it works out for him in the Nets?
There is none.
I mean, keep him, it's going to be bad.
Well, the scenario is that they win the title this year.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't, even for as well as Kyrie's playing and he's going to be a starter in the All-Star game, I mean, he's got a following and a fan base, and there are still, obviously, millions of people that love Kyrie. And listen, watching him play basketball, he's awesome to watch. But if, like, be honest, if you were the team, why would you be giving him blank check guarantees with everything that's happened over the last few seasons? You'd be insane to do something like that.
Yeah. I mean, where are the Nets now? Because as you started off, Kevin Durant requested a trade this offseason. Ben Simmons has been a spectacular failure that anyone who has ever watched a single Sixers game knew was happening.
Yes.
Nick Claxton's playing well. Is that something to build around? What's the future here?
Well, I think the future was always who wants to play with Durant.
Okay,
so Durant has always been the focal point of this whole thing, but Durant hasn't played since January 8th.
Yeah.
And then we find out that he is likely going to come back and play in the All-Star game, which that bothers me. It doesn't bother you.
No.
We'll get into that later. But, like, I'll tell you, you want to know where the Nets are? Here's just a little TikTok of just the last year and a half, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you have the Kyrie Irving, obviously the issues with the vaccine where he didn't want to play. He didn't want to get vaccinated, pardon me. And would only play road games. That was a nightmare. Then Harden requested a trade. That was a year ago, basically this week. Then the KD trade, they get swept by the Celtics in the playoffs. The KD trade request comes in. That gets ignored. remember, he wanted either to be traded or the coach or the GM to be fired. Remember,
I almost forgot about that beauty.
It was either Sean Marks or Steve Nash had to go. They picked Steve Nash. He got fired. Do you remember that the Nets almost hired disgraced coach Ime Udoka from the Celtics? So we still don't even know what he did.
That was this year. I totally remember it. But that, how do they cram all this in?
I'm not done. Then Kyrie promoted the anti-Semitic movie. That was a hailstorm. He got suspended for 8 games for not disavowing that right away. Then he finally did. And now Kyrie wants a trade request just as the team is basically playing some of the best basketball outside of this week that they have in like months.
So is KD want to go with Kyrie?
Now there's a question.
Yeah, is this, or I you have to imagine that they're divorced because KD wanted out before Kyrie did. So KD wanted out
the same time. Yeah,
well, this summer KD requested a trade and Kyrie at that point had not requested a trade, right? So he was saying, I'm willing to leave my buddy.
Yeah, I think this is probably signaling that I don't know how attached at the hip they are anymore, but flip it. Put it from the Nets' point of view. Yes, you're playing well now, and you have, you know, you're fourth right now in the Eastern Conference, but it's still relatively early in the season. Is this the point where KD, you trade KD? Is this the point where the Nets say, all right, this is over. So let's trade Kyrie, let's trade KD, let's just blow this thing up as spectacularly as we can, get as much as we can in return, and then see where the dust settles.
But what kind of team, you want to trade him for a high draft pick, I imagine. You can't send KD to a bad team, which is probably what happened this summer. So the Lakers and Kyrie is a rumor, right? So you send Kyrie, what would the trade be? You explained it to me earlier.
Russell Westbrook and a 2027 first okay. round pick.
Wow, that's gold.
Yeah.
The Lakers obviously...
Can't buy that kind of...
The Lakers obviously can't get together any kind of package for Kevin Durant. So no contender can. He's going to have to go to a bad team. So you can't just trade. I think you'll run into the same problem. He's not going to go to a tanking team. He's not going to Houston. So what are you really getting in value for Kevin Durant? I think you're stuck with him too.
Well, that's what happened over the summer. But they said, you know, we couldn't find a trade that was commensurate with KD's talent. And remember the Rudy Gobert trade kind of threw everything in flux because they... Timberwolves got so fleeced by Utah that it was like hard for the Durant market to sort of materialize. And then now you would have fewer teams that would be in the bidding. You think in the summer is when everybody might be in on it. Now, I don't know. Listen, remember the rumor was Boston. It was going to be Jaylen Brown and KD. I don't know if that's still alive. All I know is it's a big fat mess. And the idea to me that anyone is shocked by this is crazy.
But I think this is good for the NBA because they have not gotten a single headline all year. Basically, the whole season revolves around LeBron breaking Kareem's record.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all they got. They need to put Kyrie... You know how the NBA would not let Chris Paul go to the Lakers?
Yeah.
They need to exert their influence to get Kyrie to Los Angeles.
A reverse
Chris Paul because... Kyrie in a new home would be, I think it'd be very good for the NBA to add interest. And he'd probably be motivated. He's a free agent. I mean, Kyrie on the Lakers would be a gigantic boost for a league that right now feels very quiet pre-Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how much the Nets want to help out the league in that way. But
I'm just assuming that it's all a conspiracy and that Silver and his guys can figure this out.
Yeah, but, Jared Gonzalez is in the chat, says send Kyrie to the Clippers. That would be awesome. I mean, listen,
that'd be good.
You might end up getting like a little mini bidding war going here for Kyrie, for teams who want to go for it. I would just say, like, what do you do here if you're the Nets, though? Do you just all of a sudden say, all right, and KD's going too, and we're going to trade him, and he's got 3 years left on his deal, and you know what? We've had to rebuild from nothing before. We'll do it again.
Yes, I think that makes sense, except that you're not going to get anything. You can't say, can you send KD to Detroit or Charlotte or some team that's never going to contend? That feels wrong. I don't know if he would obviously not want to be there. I don't know if he can get a third team involved.
Did he have a list of teams last year?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I don't remember if he ever had a list. That's the one detail of the story I don't remember.
It's so hard to keep these things straight. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I know. Especially with Kyrie.
But it is definitely time to start over in Brooklyn. I mean, the Ben Simmons.
But ironically, this is like they're playing good basketball right now.
Are they?
Well, I know they got blown out the other night. But yes, at one point they won 18 of 20.
They beat all the bad teams. And a lot of it was at home. They, you know, that's how the NBA season works. Depends on your schedule.
Yeah.
Are they really a threat to, say, the Celtics or even the Sixers or the Bucks?
Listen, I don't think so. Yeah. I don't think that the Nets are. Because here's the thing about the Nets. Even if they're playing well now, are you really going to tell me, while KD has been out since January 8th, that somehow they're going to be healthy enough and drama-free enough to make it not only to the end of the season but through the playoffs? Get the heck out of here. We've known enough about the Nets. Like, the next thing is just around the corner. Yes, Amter.
I got a reported list. This is from Woj from last year.
Yeah, thank you. I knew Kyrie, there was a list.
Yeah, he was looking at the Lakers, Clippers, Knicks, Heat, Mavs, and Sixers.
Wait, that was Kyrie or KD?
Oh, yeah.
This was Kyrie.
Did KD have a list? Can you check that?
I remember I went on Twitter and tried to convince KD to join the Sixers last summer.
I know, you sell out.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? I would love that. I'd still love that.
Well, listen, maybe that's a possibility. Daryl Morey loves stars. Tyrese Maxey might be on the trade.
No,
block.
For Kevin Durant. I don't want Kyrie. You can't have James
Harden. Yeah, for Durant, I'm saying.
I can't see them. I can't see them pulling
also,
it off.
Also, do you have enough money for that? Oh, yeah. Remember, Harden took a discount.
Is there going to be some way that Harden, Westbrook, KD, and James Harden, and all those and all these guys just rotate from team to team and all always together in some form or other?
Oh, you got to get Serge Ibaka then back.
Yeah. Yeah. I really don't know. It's hard to take this story seriously, as you know. But well, it is actually will probably have a big impact on the rest of the season.
It might, but I mean, come on. Like, shame on everybody if we thought that Kyrie was not going to make this about himself for 5 seconds.
And nobody thought that, Maggie.
Yeah, right. I mean, we're not alone here. And it's funny because the news broke and it's just like Twitter explodes. I'm like, guys, gals, we've been here before. How did we not see this one coming? This is the most predictable thing Kyrie Irving has done in months, maybe years.
I don't know if we have this out, but we were playing Shams Charania on Pat McAfee.
Yeah.
And he goes, this is stunning news in what is the least surprising move of all time. Oh. He basically said it was stunning and then it was completely non-surprising. I was like, yeah, sell it, Shams, but come on.
Yes, and stunning news. Kyrie Irving has said something outrageous.
Yeah, do you mean stunning that it didn't happen 2 weeks ago? What was stunning about this?
Yeah, the stunning part to me is that the Nets were willing to engage him at all in a contract extension.
I was surprised by that too. But
yeah, but imagine they said the stipulations on it. Can you imagine what those are? This is a fully non-guaranteed contract. You must play 90% of the games and not say anything disparaging about any religion.
The stipulation is you vaguely try to show up at the game. Maybe that was a stipulation, which he would never follow.
Listen, he's averaging like 30 points this year, yeah?
So for KD, I know the Suns and the Heat were definitely on his list. But I'm looking through, it looks like the teams that made offers for him were the Grizzlies, the Pelicans, the Raptors, the Celtics, the Heat, the Suns, and the Hawks. So I don't know if all those teams were on his list, but those are the teams
Suns.
That were in on it.
The Suns.
Suns and the Heat were like the two. The Suns were the real, that was like
and
his
Devin
top
Booker's
choice.
And Devin Booker's about to come back, right?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, listen, you're going to get way, obviously, this is Captain Obvious here. You're going to get way more for Kevin Durant than you are for Kyrie. First of all, Kyrie's a free agent at the end of the year.
I'd give way more for Kyrie. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure you would.
The other GMs would love you.
hence why I'm not an NBA GM.
Yeah. I don't know. At this point, do you just say, all right, we're trading KD too. I don't know. 855-212-4.
I like your logic. I mean, the pain is going to come at some point, but I don't think they'll get a package for KD that works.
I mean, they couldn't in the offseason.
Yeah,
it's
why
harder
now?
At the deadline now with you got 6 days to go. You just whip up a trade for Kevin Durant.
I mean, Brooklyn to Philadelphia is not far if they want to Daryl Morey get on the phone.
I'm sure Morey's called. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Stu, you don't seem as happy as I thought you'd be.
I'm very conflicted. I don't know what is the worst option between Westbrook and Kyrie Irving. I guess Kyrie Irving would be an upgrade, so I guess I would take him. I don't know about trading two first-round picks when you're going to be post-LeBron era. And
I don't think it's two first-rounders.
If it's one first-rounder and Westbrook, I think I do it.
I saw the 2029 pick is also a play. Yeah. That's 10 years from now. What are we doing here? I mean, what do the Nets care about a 2029 first-round pick when the Lakers are going to restock with a million free agents?
LeBron's kids are playing in the league by 2029?
I mean, is there any chance in 2027 that the Lakers are going to be a top five pick? I guess, but...
I mean, yeah, they're
going to go... They reload a free agency. Everyone wants to be a Laker.
Yeah. I mean, they had some low years
after
Kobe, I guess, right?
Did they?
Yeah, they had some low years with Kobe before they
finished the Powell. The Parker years, guys. We all remember him. Kobe used to talk about it all the time.
Just real quick also, Woj just tweeted, nothing groundbreaking necessarily, but Kyrie has not shared a list of preferred teams, but he has maintained interest in the Lakers. So while there isn't necessarily a list out there, the Lakers seem to be his preferred destination.
Imagine he gets traded to the Lakers. Wait, when do they play the Bucks? Thursday, right? Same day as the trade deadline?
Yes.
He gets traded to the Lakers on the day that LeBron is going to break the scoring title, perhaps, and that Kyrie somehow gets into the headlines with LeBron chasing this amazing record.
LeBron better be close, though, because Kyrie's going to cut into everybody's points there.
He better get it over with now. You might just want to go ahead and get that record.
Yeah,
because once Kyrie comes,
you might
want to gun
against OKC on Tuesday.
855-212-4CBS. Thank you, NBA, for giving us a hearty chuckle. 855-212-4227. Welcome to weigh in on this. Of course, we are across the country on all of our amazing CBS Sports Radio affiliates, of course. We are also streaming live, youtube.com/CBS Sports Radio. Come on in. The chat's already up and running. It's a lot of fun today with the Weedos and the Purple Drinkers. It is a fun, fun Friday. What do I see here in the studio? Might have a little surprise for everybody coming up later in the show.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. It's back, baby. And I'll give you one hint. If it looks like a duck, and it quacks like a duck. There might be the return of the duck costume today. No promises, but it might happen. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. You're welcome to weigh in on this. Of course, coming up, an incredible moment at last night's skills competition. Don't worry, it had nothing to do with the skills competition.
Oh, the NFL skills competition, yeah. Wow.
An amazing
moment. I have no idea what you're talking. Oh.
Oh, you know what I'm talking about. Incredible. 855-212-4CBS. Come in, get aboard, give us a call. All right, we're back in just a moment with the one thing you need to know from last night's NFL skills competition.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts. Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.